Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so that totally went on way longer than it was supposed to go on.
That was the remix.
I was supposed to jump on the track. Oh my god, phone, yo, I hate my phone. Like, yo, these touch screens. Sometimes technology ain't shit. Like, really,
sure ain't.
Like, I'm touching the phone, even though you know you get a little case to put on there to protect the screen. But it's not actually touching it, so it makes the screen probably less sensitive. But it's like, yo, I shouldn't have to press it like 1,100 times to like for it to make contact. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm just still having tired issues. Right,
ridiculous.
Now. Tired people issues.
Yeah. What up, yo? What up? What up, Red? What's up, ladies?
What's
going
good?
On?
What's good?
What up,
good.
Everybody?
What's good?
What's up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Got Lady T, Big Red, Brother B in the house. What's good? What's good? What's good?
What's good? I'm good. Good. I'm doing
You're
my
good.
Thing. What's up with you, Lady T?
Chilling.
Brother B, what's good? What's good?
Yo, I'm tired. I ain't going front. I'm fighting right now.
Topic. You better wake all the way up.
wake up, man.
I'm trying, like, 16 hours one day, 14 hours the next day. I'm just like, yo, my chicken is fried.
Yeah.
Just throw some hot sauce.
And when's your day off?
Tomorrow, hopefully. Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just going to, and you know, it's that one day where you're going to try and get everything in life accomplished, but you know it may not be possible.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm just going to try and do every. Yeah, I'm just going to try and do everything I possibly can in that one day. Do some car stuff, run a couple errands, maybe take a nap, and
at least get 12
yeah,
hours
right.
of sleep then.
12 hours. Listen, yo, I. You know, sometimes it's just like, you know that saying, oh, there's not enough hours in a day, but if there were, then I'd probably use those hours, too.
It still wouldn't
yeah.
be enough, yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I'm just, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what up, K-Dog? What's going on? No, I'm sorry, Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. He always get him in.
It's the last four. I keep throwing them off.
No, it's okay. You have a fascination with the K-Dog. What's going on between you and K-Dog is your business. We don't need to know.
Oh,
we don't care. We have
to. Change your last four.
Change your last four.
What, tonight, 911? Yeah. That'll work. Then I know it's you. Because when I see 911,
okay.
I know it's you. I know it's coming
well,
too hot.
After this topic,
well,
y'all might need to call 911.
Oh, boy.
No, I have a question for Big Red. I have to run and put my kids to bed because they find out there's no school tomorrow, so they're trying to stay up late, you know, so that's a fight. Yeah. It's like,
yo,
talk about Village Day tomorrow.
But wait, real quick, ain't these kids lucky? Like, we had to go to school. We had to do eight hours. We had to do all that, and these kids are in front of computers now.
They're tired now. And they're tired. I mean, you can't go on looking at the screen. You go play.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like,
you ain't got no job.
But, I'm still working right now as we speak and via emails. I'm like, and they're tired. But Big Red.
Yes.
Last night, Lady T and I and Brother B was going to add it a little bit. Well, I want your opinion on this.
Okay.
If you and I was dating, Big Red, if you have your job, you're holding it down, you have money, but I'm paying your bills, I'll take you out, pay for dinner. Do you still consider yourself as an independent woman, regardless of I'm paying your bills and buying your food? I'm listening, but I will call back later on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, so he said I'm got my own money and all of that stuff. I got a job and all that. So he's paying the bills. He takes me out to dinner. So do I still consider myself an independent woman? Yeah, I do consider myself an independent woman because I'm still making my own money. Yeah, you paying the bills and taking me out to dinner, but guess what? As you being my man, that's what that's not supposed to do, but that's something
you should be doing. Fix that. You know that's what you're supposed to do. Fix that. I'll come over there and step on your foot real quick. The big show.
We're living together and marriage or whatever, I mean, you should be doing that. You should be paying bills or helping me pay bills and, if you're taking me to dinner, I could take you to dinner as well. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, and I get that. I get it. And yeah, it's all good. But see, now, all right, the difference between you, an independent woman, and a dependent woman, the independent woman, even if the dude stops doing what he's doing, she's like, it's all good because I can still do me. Like, you just wanted to do it. And you wanted to do it, that's cool. Because, you got some dudes out there that'll be like, yo, nah, I'll take care of this. You do what you got to do. If something go wrong, then you throw your little change in or whatever. But in the meantime, I got this. Now, you have other women who expect the man to do it, still make their money, and then they be like, well, if you don't do it, then we got a problem. Can't do it this month, babe. I can't pay your car note this month. Like, excuse me? Like, well, I ain't got no money. But wait a minute, what you mean you ain't got no money? Like, you got a job, you ain't paying no bills, you making your money. Yeah, but I ain't got no money to pay for my car note because I got money someplace else. My money's doing something else.
Okay.
Now, that's a dependent person.
Right.
That's a person to me that's not an independent woman. But an independent woman is going to keep, regardless if you're there or not, she's going to keep doing what she's doing. If you're going to put up and take care of stuff, then, all right, fine. It doesn't mean that she's dependent because she ain't asked you to be there. She ain't asked you to do that. You just doing it because you want to do it. But there is kind of a running issue where you have some women who shout independent, but yet they're dependent on someone for something.
Cool,
so
I got you.
How could you truly be independent? So I think, Hot Rod's whole thing to you was, can he asked me the question last night too, as well as Lady T, about a woman being independent. And I mean, that's just kind of how I, look at it. But that's part of our discussion, tonight as well. Real quick, once again, y'all, it's the menu on Blog Talk Radio. We got Big Red in the house, Lady T, Brother B, and we up in here. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. It's 347-324-3395. Show for tonight, topic, who really does the relationship work, men or women? Yeah. It's about to get fiery up in here. I smell. Oh, and wait, hold on. And it's real because we got Miss Cherry in the house. It's a barbecue. It's about to
get fiery. What's
up? Listen. Exactly. Disco Inferno should have been the theme song to play up on the joint. Oh, Cherry, how you doing? And you know, I was supposed to tag someone. Someone was telling me, real quick, someone said, yo, I'm supposed to tag somebody else in this. So don't get mad because, you know, I was doing things. I was tired. I'm sorry, Miss Jerry. I meant to tag you in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
You know,
that's all right. We know you're gonna get me during the show because I feel the blade being sharpened.
I feel like I have
Lady T got the charcoal ready. Big Red got the hot grits and ready to toss the whole pot.
Are you there representing the man by yourself?
Hot Rod has stuff to do. I don't know where K Dog is. Ron abandoned brothers, but you know what up to brother Ron? It's all good. It's
they know
all
what's
good.
Up.
You know they was like, nah.
I'm calling for you tonight. I'm calling for you.
Oh, so well, you breaking up a little, Lady T, and we don't want you breaking up tonight. Not tonight.
Oh, you can be.
Yeah, you like.
Oh,
yeah.
Still sound like I'm breaking up.
I don't know.
Yeah, it still sounds like
I'm hanging up and call back. I'm hanging up and call back then, if you can hear me.
Oh, yeah, you better. Well, we know you will. All right. So, yeah, tonight's topic is little crazy.
Good.
So, all right. So, I guess maybe I can start, maybe. Did I?
Yeah, you
did
start.
Miss Jerry, want to start? So,
no, that's
all right. Yeah. You wanna have reason to start jumping wicked. I got you. So, all right, who really does the relationship work, men or women? Now, everybody has roles to play, and I think we've spoken on this before. It really depends, in my opinion, it depends on where you're at in the relationship. Some people's intentions can start out good. You know, you go into it with the whole attitude of 50-50, oh, let's build something together. But depending on the individual, some people may want to build, some people may want to destroy. So this is not one of those things where you can solely put it on men or you can solely put it on women, depending on where you're coming from it. Because like I said, it depends on how you're going in is what you're going to get out of it. Because see, two people can get together and want to build. Something can come, you know, something can come up along the way. And next thing you know, construction can get put on hold or, you know, construction can just stop, period. So I will pick one area and say when it comes down to who's really trying to make a relationship work emotionally, I will say women do that the most. And yeah, I went for the easy joint. Women really push that emotion. Come on, you know, I ain't slow. Yeah, I had to go for that one. Women really push the emotional aspect of the relationship.
Well, what do you mean by that, though? You're saying women? I want to know what you mean by
emotional. Because emotional is different for guys versus women. But go ahead, tell us what's emotional.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I want.
Y'all guys do that emotional BS, and y'all the most emotional.
Your tone is like, bro, this is right now.
Let me calm it down.
Rottweiler and Pitbull mix. Listen, Miss Cherry, don't make me mute you. Anyway, and Red, I know where you live. The emotional aspect of it, it's like, come on, all right. Guys, there's some guys that are pretty absent at times when it comes to the emotional need, the attentiveness. Like, to me, women, no, I'm not going to use the word nurturer, so we're not going to go there. Women are very much more attentive in relationships that I find. Like, they're the ones that are like, oh, you need a Band-Aid, or oh, you need to, you got a doctor's appointment on the 21st, or you got this, or you're supposed to do that, yada, yada, yada. And you're like, wow. Like, I remember all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like they women, to me, they're spot on with,
we pay attention
with all that. Well, yeah,
we
pay
attention more than
also,
men.
We're organized.
Yeah, well, in some cases, yeah, because you want to make your concerns about the well-being of your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So you accept that weight in a lot of aspects, whether it's from doctor, you got to go to the doctor, or not feeling well, you know, even mentally, you had a long day, you know, what's up, let's talk, let's kick it, you know, you guys are, you know, really good for that, and there are real men that appreciate that emotional stability and that emotional foundation that you guys, you know, create, because
right.
Especially in the world we're living in now, you know, things are a little topsy-turvy. And, you know, no matter your color, but, you know, I have to say, mainly black and brown people right now, you know, men.
So you ain't have to go there.
We didn't have to go there, but, you know, if you're going to call a spade, because I'll be honest with you, you know, if I have to go there real quick, as a white male, what am I concerned about? I'm only concerned about whatever troubles are on my plate that either I put on or somebody in my vicinity put on my plate for me. But as a black or brown person, like society is just dictating something different for us. So stepping out the door, you never know. We never know what could happen. You know, so that's a pressure right there. But it isn't the same pressure for black women either. Black and brown women either. But to not stay on that.
Oh, definitely.
But given this time, it's like, yeah, you guys definitely provide, you know, that. That's
so
all I'm saying.
So wait a minute, are you saying that men can't provide that? They're not capable from your point of view?
I need one of those buttons.
No, that's a really good question.
I need one of those beep buttons. I need one. I'm not liking it.
I just need you to clarify.
No,
that.
I didn't say that.
Saying?
I didn't say that.
I'm asking.
I didn't say that. You asked me. Yes, men can do that. Obviously,
okay.
Listen. You want me to call you later, give you some emotional support? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be okay, Joe. Like, the ice cream will be back tomorrow. They'll put, they'll stock your favorite ice cream back. No, man, of course men could do it. But you guys are better at it.
I think you
know
better
what
call
I'm saying?
That
room
for support.
Nah, for what? I can hold it down. Listen, you want to come at me with those angry answers like in a press conference or something. Are you coming with them angry answers? No, I got you. And you just
I'm
trying
sorry,
to throw
ladies,
me off my I game.
Sound,
I get it. Huh?
Ladies, did I sound angry?
Not at
no,
all. That
no,
was
no.
Actually a really
no.
good question, though. It was a good question.
No,
it was a good question.
You
like
I don't think you're personally...
It seems like
no,
someone's uncomfortable
I,
with their emotional connection.
No, first of all... Yeah, I hope you're getting a good kick out of this, Hot Rod. First of all, I didn't say you were mad. I just said your both inclinations came across a little, you know, a little harsh. But what you would call it?
The sensitive
you know,
male,
okay.
Brother B.
He's just sensitive, girl. Let's focus.
No. But no, you want to throw angry answers at. You want to throw angry questions. Listen, you can throw all your angry questions you want to. Like I said, men can do that too, but that woman has to be accepting of it. See, a lot of women, you have women who, once again, I hate to throw the dude under the bus, but you want that Drake dude some of y'all want that Drake dude, but then sometimes y'all don't. Like, you, sometimes you want somebody to turn it on.
Nah, give me a DMX anyway, any day. I don't want no Drake dude.
Hell no. What you say? Wait, wait. Wait, hold on. What you say, Miss Cherry?
I said, why are you taking shots at Drake?
I know, I understand why he did it. That's what I want to know. He's emotional.
No,
he really?
No, no, no.
But he's too emotional. He's emo.
Yeah, he's the father of that movement. He's like, yeah. No, he's like the prince. He's
is
the
he
prince
really?
Of that emotional movement. Yeah,
yeah. Please, why do you think these dudes are so? Why do you think some of these young, I'll say these younger dudes, maybe some of them in their 30s or like their late 30s or something. That's why they so emotional. Because he made them that way. He made them all that.
He
made it cool.
Emotional, but this
no,
guy
listen.
Is like I cracked a joke one time. A lot of my friends know I'm sarcastic. It's so nothing behind it. They just laugh or crack back at me. So this guy was like, "You're very sarcastic." So I busted out laughing. I thought he was joking with me. And then he said, "See, this is what I'm talking about," and got real emotional. I was like, "Okay, I guess I'll never be joking with you again."
Mm-hmm. But
what's that about? So I told my brother that he was cracking up. He said, "Sensitive guys. That's what this something's going on."
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, these dudes now are too sensitive. They overly sensitive. And it's
but why
like,
though? It's not because of Drake though.
It's part of it is that. Part of it is that. Part of it is that. Yeah, it's like
check this out. Before, remember, dudes from back in the day, it was different. You said something to them, brush it off their shoulder. You had certain ones that would be in their feelings, but dudes would just man up more. Now, like I said, I like Drake. I listen to his music. I rock with Drake, but I will say, I mean, have you listened to Marvin's Room? Like, have you been, like, listening to Drake's music? Like, Drake caters to the women in a certain way where he hits that emotional button, and this is why he makes the sales and he has the popularity that he does, because he capitalizes off of it. And I'm not mad at homie. Like, homie, you know what I'm saying? Do you. But he knows how to control with his art and what he does. As to where to dudes that are listening, some of these dudes who don't have any identity, they'll assume that and think that's what women want. All women may want, just judging off of what he says and what's going on with him, instead of doing like their own due diligence, and they'll think like that. So they'll be all in their feelings about any and everything, and you know, want to start like singing, and like they can't be well balanced like a Bobby Brown. Like Bobby Brown, you know, sing Tenderoni, but at the same time, hit you with a chick. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't.
And Bobby Brown is also toxic in so
that.
Many ways. So that's not a good example.
Bobby Brown has a mom.
Toxic male. That's a toxic male. Like, stop.
Listen.
You go from the nice guy to the toxic male.
So
what's the in between?
Lady, see, I don't see him as a toxic male. I really don't see him as toxic. I think
he's
that was
toxic.
More of how he grew up. I don't think he's toxic. Now,
not
I,
anymore,
you know,
probably.
No, I don't think
no,
he ever
I
was.
Think,
no,
I don't
I'm
think
telling
he ever
you,
was.
I don't think he ever was. I don't think he was ever toxic. I don't think so. Nope. I don't really think he was a toxic person.
Like, look at New Edition.
I think that had more of why he was growing up.
The whole group itself. Like, I don't think they call him balls. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, you that's one of them. You're going to get smacked out. It's different. They can sing "Can You Stand the Rain" and then turn around and you know, be a little hardcore about it. But there was a balance. Now there really is no balance. And at the same time, you have dudes out there, once again, that don't have any identity. They're not trying to find themselves, so they'll look to a song or a movie, and then they'll try to emulate that.
Right.
So, you know, but no, Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's dudes out there who can give the emotional support, but a woman has to be open to take that. Like, some women are accepting of it, and some women are like, I'm not used to that sensitive male shit. Like, get out of here with that. Like, I need my man,
right,
like, to come,
like,
come to the table.
Man up, man up. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want a Drake, and I don't want a DMX. I'm joking when I say that. But I do want a guy that's going to, I want you to challenge me a little bit. Not to the point where, you know, on some, you know, arguing and I got to be coming at you and you say, I want you to challenge me somewhat. Give me a little bit of a challenge. I don't want you to be, like I said, I don't want you to be emotional all the time or to the point where it's like everything I say, you're like, yes, okay. No, don't challenge me sometimes.
I get that. Because, like, you think you make better turkey wings than me, but you don't. So I get where you're coming from in terms of the challenge. That's like the challenge you're talking about. I got you, though. I got you.
Challenge. Yeah, like.
Yeah, I mean, so really, now to get onto what Hot Rod's question was in terms of the whole independent thing, yes, we kind of have a role reversal nowadays when it comes down to, you know, dependency and independency. So with that being said, I'm sorry. Sorry, K-Dog.
Hey.
I just saw you up there. What's up?
What's up?
My thing is, I'm going to ask, who am I going to ask? Who should I pick on right now?
Uh-oh.
Let's pick on Miss Cherry.
Oh,
hey, Miss Cherry. Miss Cherry, how you doing?
I think I called my name.
My goodness.
Yeah, I got to call your name, especially with this one. So,
all right.
How do you think, as a woman, as a mother, mentally, in a relationship, do you feel that you are, how can I put this? Well, do you feel you carry more of the load mentally? Or have you ever felt that way? Or do you think there's a balance, or you think more one than the other? Like, you know, more man than woman.
In a relationship, just any relationship with a male, whether, because you mentioned a parent and like a
no, I said a, you. I said you as a woman and as a parent,
as a person,
yeah, and yeah.
I think that depending on what role you're playing, I think we evolve. Like, I always tell people, when I was dealing with my son and he was little, I felt like I was more of a nurturer. You know, I was protecting everything, making sure everything is okay. And I feel that way, excuse me, when you're starting out in a
don't
new
choke
relationship.
Up now.
No, it's not that. Believe me, I've been coughing all day. I'm trying to clear my throat so you can hear. But I think as you get older, as they get older, your relationship gets older, you stop the nurturing and you become caring. So I always tell people I'm not a nurturer. You know, I give the example, if I'm walking down the street and I see somebody fall, I would stop, ask, are they okay, and help lift them up, and they'll be on their way. But a nurturer would stop, make sure they're okay, dress their bandages, ask if they need to go to the hospital, drive them to the hospital, make sure they're okay, call back, and follow up on them. I'm not that person. I'm definitely
God
not
damn.
That person. So,
so what would you do
yeah.
about your man? So what about
like
a relationship?
Like I said, I think that I've moved from nurturing to caring, where now I'm at the point where I can offer you that support to do what you need to do, but I'm not there to resolve your problems. I always say I'm close to half a century old, right? I'm pushing close to 50. If you don't have it by now, I can't give it to you. I don't have the energy or the desire. So I'm there to support you in a caring role, but you have to have it in yourself. You have to be able to resolve your own issues, come up with your own answers. You know, you can bounce ideas off, but men have to be more independent, at least the type of men that I'm interested in, the ones that I'm looking at. of a certain age, they have to be able to resolve their own issues. I'm a carer.
Lady
I'm
T?
Not a nurturer.
Okay, carer. Lady T?
Oh, what's the question for me?
Mentally, you know, as a woman and as a mother, mentally in the relationship, like who do you feel carries, you know, the weight on that?
Do I feel like,
or is it more
like mentally? It could be equal, but it's the same standpoint. Like what Ms. Cherry said, at a certain age, especially, you know, early 40s. You should think that a guy that's your age or older already has that, comes in being independent. He knows how to cook for himself, wash his clothes, all of this. He works for himself. He makes his own money. He may have his own place, whatever the case may be. You would think so. So I would say it's not really a balance, because sometimes one person is always putting in a little bit more, whether it's 60-40 or whatever the case may be. But certain things that bother me is men would be consistent in the beginning, and then that consistency will fade out. And I hate seeing certain things like that, where it's consistent in the beginning, you got the woman, you were all, you know, that, and then you get a little bit too comfortable. That totally bores me. You know what I mean? That really, really bores me, because I want you to keep challenging yourself and so forth to have some sort of, you know, value of where we're going with this. You know what I mean? So that would, consistency is something that really bothers me with men. I haven't met a guy that's consistent, you know what I mean, or want to evolve till the end. You should want to evolve.
Now,
your life is separate to mine, and so forth.
Now, before K-Dog comes in, I have heard that a lot of times. Like, I've heard a lot of women say that about consistency. Like, oh, he started out this way, you know, he went this, and now all of a sudden he like this, and, you know, I love him, but at the same time, if he don't step up his game, this, that, and the third. I mean, I've heard that a lot. So my question to you, K-Dog, is what do you think about that? Like, in terms of when it comes down to the man's role in a relationship and consistency. Like, where do you think we fare in that? Is the woman more consistent, or do you think, even though I kind of maybe it's a question, but let's see where you come from.
You know what it is? It's like, when it comes to consistency, the man should be consistent. You know, he shouldn't change in the way that he acted before. You know, unfortunately, in relationships, this has gone on a lot. It's been going on a lot with the consistency and the loss of it. And hearing the ladies talk tonight, and how could I say this in a different way? We have to do, we as men, when it comes to our women, yes, we must put our women first. In everything, we must put our women first. And you know, whatever it is that's going on, and also with the woman to understand it too, you know, both it takes two people to make things work in a relationship. That I believe that fully with my whole heart. It takes two people to understand what's going on. We as men have a responsibility in the relationship. If we are to cater to, if we are to love and truly honor our women, just be good to them, just as you would look at her the same way you looked at her when you first saw her. Act the same way. You know, I mean, okay, we understand that life has its circumstances. There could be things going on, but just keep it going with the woman. You understand? Just keep it going.
I just have something to say with what you just said, K-Dog, with putting the woman first. I actually disagree with that from a woman's standpoint. I think the man needs to put himself first, and I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of men come in with baggage that they haven't dealt with, whether it's financial, emotional, whatever the case they may be going through. You can't be thinking you're going to care for a woman if you have not taken care of your business as a man and posted yourself as a man before you can embody this woman. A lot of us women are already, you know, coming independent, knowing what we want and so forth.
Yes.
The majority of us, I would say. So me personally, I always say a man needs to put himself first so you can be there for your woman and so forth.
True.
But
I agree 100% with that. You know, you have to, you can't come into a, and this is, and I'm to add more to that, as a man, you can't come in with baggage. You know, you gotta check
that baggage.
Everybody
comes in with baggage.
Right.
So I'm going to end today.
But like I said, it takes two people to make things work. And we should, and you know, you for me for you. It takes two people to do that. But as a man, you have to be willing, if she brings something to the table, or if he brings something to the table, both of us could sit down and talk about it. And, you know, there's something called agree to disagree. Without it coming to conflict, just, you know, try to, you know, talk. It's always good to talk. That communication has to be there.
Right. Because even if you have baggage, going off of what he said, even if you have baggage, you have to learn to talk about it. Talk, you know, you and the person talk to each other about what's going on or what kind of hang-ups you have. And, you know, this way the relationship can get better. It's not going to get better overnight, but you have to have some type of conversation. You have to speak on it. Plus, you have to have a conversation with your own personal self and say, well, you know what? I'm in this relationship, and I have to try to see how I can heal myself to make it better for me and that person. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? So now, in terms of, you know, in a relationship, men and women in relationships, I'll say this. It's just like I feel that it should be equal, but unfortunately, it's not a lot of time. I think it depends on your partner. It depends on the person that you're dealing with. What kind of person you're dealing with, because maybe the man might take on more of the emotional or, you know, baggage and whatever else than the woman, and then you might have the woman that might take on more. So I think it's like half and half. I don't think it's either where the woman takes on more and the man takes on less, or, you know, vice versa. I think it depends on your partner. And it depends on how they've seen. I'll say this, and I, you know, that's one thing that I think we don't all think about or mention. I think it's like we have to look at how each person, like what they seen growing up. I always tell my sons, when they have relationships with women, certain things that you're seeing, it's a learned behavior. So I had to explain to them what learned behavior means. That meaning they're looking at what they seen growing up, whether it was a two-parent household, whether they was living with grandma and grandpa, aunts. It depends on what they seen growing up. And just because they had a two-parent household, that's because mom and dad was in house, that don't mean they were taught properly. That doesn't mean they were seeing correct stuff. They may have been seeing mom and dad fighting. Dad might be whipping the hell out of mom, or mom might have been whipping the hell out of dad. Who knows? So like I said, that's what you have to look at. I say with people, you have to look at that basis right, that base right there, how they were raised, what kind of, because I say that men are going to treat a woman the way he's seen his mother being treated, or the type of woman that she is, and vice versa. Women are going to get men that, you know, what they seen their father, like growing up, what kind of dad they seen, or if the dad was even around or in the house or whatever the case is. So I just say that it's an equal thing to me. It should be an equal thing. So that's how I look at it.
Peace.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Somebody gonna ring it off.
Oh, Lord.
Ring it
on. Oh, boy.
The alarm, right? That's the same thing I was about to say.
Oh, man, that fire alarm just went off. Oh, Lord.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods.
Peace. God.
What's up, Ron?
How y'all
doing?
All right, who's next to
speak? What's up, brother?
Who's next to speak? I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't want to interrupt none.
What the hell did I just walk into?
Who's next to speak?
You next to speak. Go ahead. You.
You go ahead, Ron. Go on.
Well, I'm gonna make it short. What it is? You said she's one of the ladies said something about learned behavior. Learned behavior is
me.
Real.
I said it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh Lord. Got Ron and Mika in the house. Sorry about that, Ron.
Hey.
Hi.
No, what's up?
The learned behavior, is real. And what are those things, like they say, hate is learned, like hate is a taught thing, just like love. Love is not natural. You know what I mean? When you deal with an African mindset, when you come from African mindset, African people never dealt with love. They dealt with family, they dealt with care, they come from polycommunal society. So, you know, love wasn't a factor. In the last 600 years being in America, we are the caged animal. And being the caged animal, we had to relearn how to live other than our nature. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, this is why you still have those conversations about us not gelling together, you know, letting the woman lead the relationship instead of leading together, you know what I mean? And being the masculine man that you're supposed to be and her being the feminine. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
God, look.
I'm done. I'm muting myself.
What part you don't understand?
It's over.
Well, you said the mentality coming from Africa.
We are African. Anywhere we go is African. So it's the African mindset. The African mindset is and counterproductive with the European mindset is, or what the Asian mindset is. We have our own nature, you know what I mean? But because we the captive animals trapped in America, trapped in England, trapped in the Caribbean because of the slaves, the whole African Holocaust, what happens is we were taught to be other than who we are naturally. You know what I mean? So that's why a lot of the problems we have.
In regard to your comment dealing with love, you said that it's a learned behavior that we learn from
just
the
like,
Europeans. I don't get
if the opposite of hate is love and hate is a learned thing, so is love. You know what I mean? It's like you can't lead into a relationship with a man with your emotion. You know what I mean? You can't. It never works. You know what I mean? And we try to be like Whitey, and Whitey got problems with his own thing because he don't know. He learned from us. You know what I mean? So the blind leading the blind is us following behind him, and we're the leaders. We're the cultivators of the world. We're the cultivators of civilization. We're the cultivators of relationships. You know what I mean? And it's just like you're trying to be a monkey, and you're a whale. You know what I mean? It ain't working. So you have to try something different. You have to try something different.
Miss Cherry, she ain't no monkey or whale. She's Cherry. That's why she's gonna give you a hard way to go. Go ahead, Cherry. Because you know you sound like that angry reporter, but in the background.
What?
So go ahead, Miss Cherry.
We'll
be passing it over to Mika because it's about to be on fire.
Let me soften it down for the emotional guys in the group.
Tell them why you mad, son.
How stupid.
I'm way too sober for this.
Oh, wait till the next question that I'm coming with. As soon as Miss Cherry finishes, I'm about to drop the bomb. Go ahead, Miss Cherry. Shall I go or you go?
You can go.
Okay, because we know what I'm about to say.
There's not a thing about being angry. See, that's the thing. You're the emotional one. You're projecting. You say everybody else is emotional. Emotional men is you.
I'm just expressing my opinion.
Wow.
I told you, a vocal inclination.
I'm like, that
wow.
Was so
wow.
Emotional.
No,
that's
a
emotional.
Drunk person.
Only time you should be emotional is when you're working, when you're fucking, and when you're taking care and defending family.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
It.
First of all, first of all, whoa. Okay, you're expending way too much emotion. You should never be emotional when you're working. Because work is work, and that's a waste of emotion.
Passion.
Okay.
When it comes, you
want to
do.
I stand corrected.
Passion.
I can understand passion.
Yeah.
Well, not depending on what you do, because I'm an IT nerd. Mm-hmm. There's no passion in computers. I got to, well, there's passion afterward. That's a whole different story. But while you're working, you no passion. Y'all keep switching on us nerds. Y'all don't know we got some shit with us. Anyway.
Right on, baby.
Right,
right on, baby. Right on.
Hold on.
Right
hold on, Mika. I got one for you. I got one for you. Now let's try to keep the colorful grammar, colorful language down, especially on this next one.
Before you say, I have to say this. I promise, and then you can say what you got to say. The best way to end any argument. Wait, before you ask me a question, I got to say this. This is my thing. The best way to avoid any argument, or at least to just stop an argument, just get naked. Okay, now we're done.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
He said love and
okay.
happiness.
Yeah.
So, and now, when
that's drugs, that's drugs, that's
road,
drugs, that's drugs, that's drugs in itself. But go ahead.
Now, when it comes down to roles, because I think this is how this whole topic for this week kind of set off how we ended last week. Because in terms of intimacy, you know, there's a couple of individuals that seem to think that, you know, they put in more work than the men do. And I beg to differ, because sometimes, you know, you do have women that just lay there and it just happens. They make it happen for themselves. I mean, I don't know. They make it happen. Somebody make it happen. Whatever.
Okay.
Is the one. Wait. The dude is putting in the work. So,
okay.
With that being said, is who's carrying the workload when it comes to that, you know, arena of the area of intimacy? You know, now whether it be physical.
How many times a week? 7 days a week?
Because I'm not mad at Lady T.
That's a valid one too. But
Boy.
I will say this much.
Say it.
Now I gotta say, this is kind of a gray area, and I'll explain why it's a gray area. Wait, first of all, you asked the mental midget. So now you got to deal with the question. You got to deal with it. Okay. This is the only reason why I say it's a gray area. It's dependent upon the individual. Because there are some chicks that have the stamina of 10 dudes. There are, and they some real freaky broads. Not that I'm that type of person, but those broads.
I'm muting myself.
Shut your mouth, you filthy animal. But there are. But then you have got. This is why I say it's a gray area, because this is an individual thing. It really is. You can't sit there and say that a guy has more stamina than a woman any more than a woman has more stamina than a man. You really can't. And especially as we get older, you definitely can't say that. Because I'm going to tell you right now. Short person talking.
Oh yeah.
And for the record, I'm at that height. We have already had that talk. Me and Big Red, we already know. I done told y'all, listen, I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm at that height. Y'all might want to chill. I'm the perfect height.
Finish your point.
I can either make you happy or make you cry. Don't mess with me.
Don't mess with me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway. I'm going to hang up now.
Whatever.
I'm going to hang up now.
The point is, listen, it really,
state your business. State your business.
It's an individual thing, like, especially for women. After a certain age, women do get, for the lack of a better term, freakier and hornier as they get older. Men,
yeah.
men
yeah.
do tend, not all men, but men do tend to slow down as they get older.
Yeah.
It doesn't apply to everyone.
That's why you get to a young man.
Okay, you want the truth? This is why
you fuck around and catch
something.
I wouldn't.
To say something because yes, you are right, my sister. Because when men get older, all they want to do is watch video games and football and TV, and they don't want to do nothing.
No, that's
at
the
all.
One. That's the one you dealing with. That's the one you
well,
dealing
also,
with.
Be nice.
I love them. I have a lot of them.
You don't
I have
inspire.
A lot of
you might not inspire that in your man.
Oh, no.
Lord,
oh, did you
really
just say that?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, hold on.
You
hold
might
on,
not inspire the 30
times. Hey, did you really do
the
Eddie Murphy laugh?
Hold on. Wait, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, we can't hear you. 3204?
Black man, you have
yes.
really destroyed the black woman so bad.
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
To a degree,
oh,
to a degree, to a degree, to a degree, to a degree, yes.
You guys got to let me finish.
Wait, we can't
yes,
hear you.
Guys.
We can't hear you.
You going
we
in and
hear
out,
you.
We don't hear you.
Huh?
Yeah,
adjust
she
your
fading.
Phone?
She's fading. She's fading, yeah, a little
wait,
bit.
It might
fading.
Be
no,
my
she's
fan.
Staying dead.
She's
yeah,
because
she can't really hear you, ma'am. We
no,
hear
she,
you,
she's
ma'am.
Right to it. She's right about some shit she said, though. You know, there are a lot of black men.
Can I just say something on the topic real quick? It also has to do with attraction also. So if you have that heightened attraction for that person, you might want to just do it with them every day, every hour in the day.
Girl,
you ain't never lying.
Uh-oh.
Girl.
But attraction,
don't give me
but attraction and women. There she go.
Black men
don't
like to fuck. They don't like to fuck black men. They only want to fuck when they want.
What?
They only want to fuck when they want to fuck. Not
listen,
when you.
I don't know what black man you got, because the black man
I'm
like, you do.
Good. That's what I said. What did I say?
Hello.
What did I say? I said the one she with.
I'm talking
about
the older ones. The ones like.
Look at
that. Oh, yeah, you did. That's right. Older ones is funny. I got me a young stallion.
You ain't got no money. That nigga broke. Listen.
You know,
listen.
I got one. Listen, I don't know what she's talking about.
No, you don't have to.
I got my girl. He ain't got no money.
He ain't got no money. Yeah, you say that now. You get a young boy the pussy for free and then charge the old man. Get out of here.
Listen.
I know all that.
Wait. Wait, hold on. Let's go on. Let's get some order in the court. Real quick, K-Dog.
In the court, order in the court.
K-Dog, go
what's
ahead.
Up?
K-Dog, because K-Dog's been quiet for a minute. Listen,
nah,
okay,
I'm
going to
everybody.
The thing is,
when it comes to intimacy, it's like, hey, listen, look. Man, it's got to be on and popping. I mean, time to pop on the Marvin Gaye and the Teddy P and the Barry White.
Some of y'all can't even last through that. Y'all know about foreplay. What y'all know?
Wait, I gotta say this.
One at a time.
And I gotta say this. Knowing K-Dog for as long as I have, Listen, yeah. Y'all sleep on K-Dog because he looks so sweet and innocent. I know about K-Dog.
No.
He is sweet and innocent as y'all think he is. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I know about
Oh, man. She put K-Dog as his daughter. I was saying, saying, K-Dog, you don't got a chance now. They know the secret.
Yes, they do.
Hold on.
K-Dog, I got your back.
Listen, K-Dog, I got your back. I'll
you know
be your wingman.
You know me for being the man that only loves the only loved one. And
yes.
The thing is, what's beautiful is this. Why I mentioned that is because when it comes to romance, man. I mean, listen, I'm an old school type of person, man. I love myself some old school.
Oh God.
You gotta.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You gotta be able. The woman.
So apparently, 3204. You're not one for romance. I guess you're not about romance. You're not about courting. You just ready to get the.
I'm talking about the foreplay.
Wait a minute.
No, but the whole question is, I love romance,
and I love romantic men, and I love black men, but most black men, they love to play with their dick. And why is that?
Wait, that's not like another topic.
They love
that's
mom.
Like
Hold on, the question.
That sounds like another topic. That sounds like another topic.
Yeah, that's totally another topic.
I don't know the topic.
The question that was posed.
Oh my
God! Yeah, Billy. The question that was posed was who holds it down in the relations in that department. Now, okay, before we go to a next segment of it, I'll just say this. Yeah, it's like what was said earlier by a few people that it depends on the partner. It depends on the situation. Of course, yeah, it depends on the individual. But it could be a 50-50 thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
But I do notice there's a lot of women out there that like to claim more victory in that department.
Well,
but once again, if I have to say, they're not the ones putting in the work. Like I said, some of y'all is laying there. Some of y'all ain't on that, you know, wanting to be twirled around and bouncing up and down and everything else.
All the guys on the panel, I got a quick question with what you just said. Hold on one second. Let me just ask this question real quick, right? Because I've heard this is a good one for you guys. Because I've heard guys say that they aim to please the woman. So is that true in y'all cases? Y'all aim to please the woman.
Yeah, but it doesn't always have to be the way. See, that's the whole thing.
Let me say this. I speak on myself. Young girls, young girls can't hang with me. Women my age are afraid of me. And I turn the clock back on all the chicks.
Oh, my God.
I must prefer a woman who was born in the same decade, who actually, you know why? Because that woman is very much experienced.
But wait a minute. To get back to what Lady
T said.
Okay.
What happened? The brother said, go ahead.
Your phone is going in and
out.
Yeah, go ahead.
We can't hear you.
I don't hear you at all. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to log out.
I turn back.
All right, so listen. To answer what Lady T said, listen. You can't go into a restaurant. Yeah, right, you go into a restaurant. You talk about you hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking at the menu to see what you want, right? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you got to pick and choose. I mean, now you say, what was that you said? You know, men say,
okay,
oh, they
so
aim,
maybe I think
like,
you're
what,
reading. No, you're reading the question wrong.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
you're reading the question wrong.
How am I reading wrong?
They're talking about aim to please. When that time comes and they're doing everything, foreplay, whatever, they already know your spots and stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So they're aiming to
please. Oh, you're talking about somebody that's knowledgeable.
Well, they could be knowledgeable. It could be you guys for
Byron,
time.
No,
spoke
knowledge,
about
that's
certain
you.
And
that's
you know
what,
Ron? Let me say something to you, Ron. You know what this is.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me finish. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Is they're knowledgeable of you, though?
They might not be, but I'm sure you've had, you know, conversations and things on certain things already before this even happened, possibly, whatever the case may be. But
so you basically, you dropping hints. You dropping clues.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think guys get egotistical if you didn't have an orgasm. It'll make them feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
yeah.
that's my point that I'm making. They aim to make sure that comes out. Hopefully
Let me say something to you, Ron. You ain't supposed to be, Ron, you know what you're doing wrong? You're telling all your secrets. You ain't supposed to be telling things. You know, hold on. I ain't no secret. You know what they say when you brag about yourself, right?
Yeah, all right, whatever. When's your birthday?
Oh, Here we go. What's this turning into? No, when's your birthday?
I'm an Aquarius, if that's what you're asking. That's what I am.
Easy shell. That's all I did with is winning for women. Bag of shells, easy. You mine.
Wait, what?
Bag of shells.
You
ain't nobody bragging. You talking that smack because you afraid.
You know what?
Because
of how y'all acting, the next couple of shows.
I'm not romantic. We're gone now. How about that?
Oh my God.
How about that?
Okay, well, here's a little idea. Instead of you worrying about being romantic, why don't you worry about trying to just chill? Like, find out what y'all really have in common. That's one of the main issues. Now you're in chill.
You're talking about being service.
I'm talking about actually finding out who you're with. Honestly, I'm going to put it to you like this. The gentleman that I'm with, he likes the game and all of that shit, and I'm fine with it. But we can still sit down and watch a couple of violent movies together.
But you gotta do that.
But no.
That's part of that.
Can the sister finish?
Maybe. Uh-huh.
But we also talk business together. You want the key? The key is being able to communicate on every fucking level. If you cannot communicate on at least five levels, y'all got a problem. That's a very
why can't be you that a problem? Why can't it be the woman
because
that
it's
problem?
A because you're in a relationship.
Why the woman that got a problem?
Cause for the cause.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship.
I'm saying why the man gotta have a problem?
Why the man gotta have a problem? Listen to what I'm saying, Ron. You're in a relationship, right? When I say y'all, I'm referring to the two people that are in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not talking about just a man or just a woman. I'm talking about y'all as in the two people that are involved. Y'all mm-hmm. got a problem.
Let's put it like this. If we got roles,
I'm talking about trying to save some shit or develop something. You talking about roles. I'm talking about
what do you think the topic is about?
I'm talking about roles, man. This is the real world.
In the real world, no matter how much you want to play a role
in a relationship, no matter how much you want to have the man be the man and the woman be the woman, we are not living in that. We're not. Let's take what you get.
We are about building. Nice.
If you want to build with someone,
nobody building nothing. You work for the white man.
Oh boy.
Okay, hold on.
No matter how much we want it to be a certain way, at the end of the day, it's not going to be that. So having we all want the man have his role, the woman wants his role. Yeah, that's all well and fine, but we're not dealing with that. So what we have to do is admit the fact.
Wait, Ron, hold on.
Admit the fact. That we are not dealing with that, and we have to do what we have to do as a man and a woman, which means coming together, which means really sitting down and trying to understand each other.
You come together.
I gotta pass it. Got another caller, 2968. You're on the air.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
What's up?
I hear what the lady's saying, and I know she wants everybody to play ball, but you know you have to listen. The prize is us. The guys,
that's right, baby.
The prize.
That's right.
Alpha male series. Are you kidding me right now? I'm sorry, sir. No, that's how the alpha male talk. Let him talk. You know I'm about to blast off. Go ahead.
Now I'm just saying that the man is the prize, and when you can listen, right? Now listen,
brother, I'm listening.
When guys make it the other way around,
your background, they gotta come to me.
They gotta come to me so I can go in there and fix all this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because that ain't
the way it works.
That ain't the way it works.
He's right.
And that's the alpha male theory. You guys always think that they're the prize.
With black men, there's no alpha males as long as we live in Whitey House. We are not alpha anything.
That is not an alpha mindset. I hear all alpha males say that we are the prize.
Okay, Lady T, I thought it was just an African mindset.
White people, alpha male. No color. Because a lot of the ideologies that some black women take to that I know, they take to behind Caucasian mentality. They have that, like Caucasian is right, and brothers can't do nothing. That's why you got today, like her son's sisters look at brothers like we ain't shit. No matter what we showing forth and prove. You think what I'm saying?
What?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Can I get something from Miss Cherry? Hey, Miss Cherry, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. I just can't talk over everybody. I hate you so much right now.
Well, hold on, Mika. Go ahead, Miss Cherry. Go ahead.
I was going to make a little comment for you guys to think about. Y'all were mentioning women as being freaks versus being logs just laying there. And the difference between a woman being a freak and being a log has to do with whether or not she's attracted to you. So Maybe instead of looking at them and blaming them, you need to check yourself and see why you can't get
She's right about that. And a lot of what I'm hearing,
if you have the mentality of you're just there to hit it, there's no communication and stuff, that might be the reason why you have a lot of loss. I'm not pointing nobody out, but you have to learn to develop other areas, Ron. I'm sorry, I'm not calling no fun.
I'm confident in what I do.
That's your problem.
I know how to press buttons, baby.
The guy that knows how to do it don't need to brag.
That's what I keep saying.
My
thing is this.
I get called back in.
All right, so to answer, to kind of go out with what Ms. Cherry just said, and, you know, I'm sure there's a couple of people here that agree. So when you talk about, why did we lose Mika? Because last time, I'm about to make a point here. So
you ain't
lose
me.
We're going to talk about him. Oh, I thought we did. I don't see you up here.
Nope, I've been sitting here laughing.
Oh, okay. All right, so check this out. So when you talk about the whole, when Miss Cherry was talking about the whole log thing, or, you know, the freaks or whatever. Listen, sometimes it doesn't always boil down to attraction. You may say that, you want to say that, but if that was the case, why are you being a log? Why is this interaction even going on? You're gonna sit there and tell me that you're gonna be a log. But why would you even put yourself in a situation to be a log? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really want it, go for broke. Go get that freak.
Okay.
Don't be there and be the law.
It's the same reason that our dudes come and guys hit that room because you're looking for that nut. That's why. So that's why, I'll be a room because I'm getting my nut off just like you getting your nut off. And guess what?
If you're a law, what you getting? If you're a law, you ain't getting your nut off.
We're going to talk about you all too.
But you're not answering my question.
I've been a little to several people that I really didn't want to deal with, but you know what?
We have called the 3204 back. You good now?
Okay.
So important, freaking Ron. Crazy.
Hold on, Ron. You see, this is the issue. This is the issue of accountability. This is where accountability comes up. Because some of y'all don't want to take accountability for your shit. And you sitting there telling me, basically, y'all are co-signing being a log. You're co-signing that being a log shit, but then you want to complain about it. Stop it.
No. But that's not the point. Like I said, just like you men come and you want to get you a nut off, guess what? You're going to take that long because you want to get that nut off.
Like, get out of here.
But what
if
about,
I got, if I got two, if I got two hands,
so you good,
I got
you
two
just,
hands.
You,
if I got two hands,
but a lot of guys, but
nothing.
A lot of guys ain't. They got two hands.
No, my goodness.
They use their hands.
A lot of guys
still gonna get that
nut up after somebody.
Yes.
Motherfucker,
a lot of guys
I'm just
don't
inspire.
Talk
there's
man,
women, there's women, there's women that inspire men to dominate and take nations and to run the world. There's women that inspire that. Now
you
got to
check
yourself.
I'm doing all of this. I'm watching yourself. The Rock right now. I just want you to understand this.
Check yourself. Who do you? What do you inspire in a man? That's what he's talking about when it comes to accountability.
Listen, at the end of the day, if I'm being that log. Wait a minute. I may not be necessarily attracted to God, but y'all dudes do the same thing. You may not be as attracted to that female, whatever, but you coming in to get your nut off. Like I said, whether it be through penetration or mouth penetration, you gonna get that nut off. So you gotta be kidding me. Don't tell me that.
Well, there's only one family. You might not inspire him to run the run.
I'm not. I'm leaving my mic on at that point. I ain't saying
it does
Strong
make
man.
A difference because
it
you the law. Because you the law. It does make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference.
It does.
It does.
It does.
That's
the
problem. That's why I do
back.
What I do. That's why I do
so
what
go
I
back
do.
To me.
Young girls. Young girls are scared. Young girls are scared. Women my age. They can't handle it.
You said the women your age is scared. I don't know what kind of women you've been dealing with that scared at your age. They stupid. They 40, over damn 45 years old. They scared for a man 49.
Because the brother got skills. The brother got skills.
They
got skills.
And no commercials. No commercials. Trained. No commercials.
And I was trained.
No commercials.
To have
no commercials.
No
commercials. No advertising.
I was trained by
Hold
women.
On, Ron.
You
Ron, listen.
Yeah.
Ron,
yeah.
Ron,
you said
Rick.
Ron, you said the ladies that's your age be running, right?
No, young girls.
Ron,
young girls. Ron,
what the ladies with the ladies in your age would be doing.
I'm
saying with the ladies in your age group do. I just wanted to know real quick if they be running or they run the marathon on that ass. What they do to you?
Yeah. Run no marathon.
They
I don't
probably
smoke,
up
I don't
to
drink.
Date with you.
I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't get high.
So
you getting all that? You getting all that? You getting all that?
Listen. Wait a minute. Wait. Stop. The menu. It's not going to be a place for you guys to exploit the advertisers' sexual appetites and all that. It's the menu.
They try to play
it's called the menu for a purpose. It's called the menu for a purpose tonight.
It's the
one on
the
menu.
Does not
trying to play brothers for the
house. Certain people made here does not reflect those.
Talk to those
that all right, carry on. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, gosh.
You try to play brothers for the herd. There's brothers out here that got
no,
skills that can back it up.
Well, listen, once again, as much as we don't want to get into it, everybody has a role to play. And it doesn't mean it's a bad thing or a good thing. I'm gathering through, you know, the communication, which is great. You know, the conversation that we're having right now is, I guess, everything is up to the individual.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. We do have to a lot of times ask ourselves, which a lot of us do not want to, is the individuals that we choose to get into these situations or relationships with, are we in the right or are we in our own personal wrong? So you can't expect somebody to probably see your role the same way if they wasn't about that type of movie. I mean, if they're not about that life, they're not about that life. I mean,
they're active.
Is why we should do more. Yeah. We should have more due diligence when looking for a mate, whether it's for a long time, a short time, or just for, you know, real quick, for the moment. I do think that, you know, when it comes down to women, they put in a whole lot more than men do on certain aspects, but in the same breath, I will say that there are things that, well, you know what, sadly, I can't really speak on these newfangled dudes. I mean, old dudes are different.
My God.
You know what I'm saying? These new cats, these little, I'm sorry, these little Drake dudes, I don't know about them. They're funny. But I will
well, we
say.
We don't talk about them.
Man.
Yeah, we don't talk about them.
But them young girls, boy, I've never been hit on so much, so hard, so fast by young girls.
Yeah,
for
them.
Okay,
cool.
R.
Kelly, we get it.
Chill. Oh, don't get up. Don't get up. No competition.
You've been quiet.
There's no competition.
You still have 3204. What's up?
Yes, I would like to ask the question. What is it that men put in more than women?
Women, men are the mule. In a relationship,
men
are the mule. Women are right.
Okay. What is it that men bring to the table more than women?
Men bring work. Men are the
work.
Women are the helpmates.
Not to say I'm negative.
Oh, wow.
We
bring on that.
Don't
go there.
I don't know what happened.
I
missed that. Maybe I should have missed it on purpose.
I believe in what two people could bring in the relationship, what two people, what the man could bring and what the woman could bring.
Ron, you do realize this is not 1950, okay?
No, it's not about.
Wait, what happened?
It's not about. It's not about jobs. When it comes to jobs, listen. When it comes to jobs, a woman could do. Listen. Hold on now. When it comes to jobs, a woman could do a man's job. When it comes to certain jobs, yeah. And just like certain jobs that a woman do, a man can do. We talking about jobs, but we talking about relationships. When it comes to relationships, women are helpmates in relationships. Relationships, that's what it is.
But her question, specifically.
I'm literally entertained, but I'm going to let it rock.
But hold on. Her question, you said what do men bring to the table that women, that more than women? I mean,
I come to this show because I want some understanding from my men. What are you guys saying here? Are you guys saying that men put more in a relationship than a woman do? Is that
most
what you're saying?
Hold on, wait a minute.
Not,
hold on, that's the problem. Sometimes when you're in a relationship, it's not about who puts in more. It's just about putting in.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was like. Like, I build you up, you build me up. I thought that's what we're working with, right?
It's two people that could build each other up, and that's what
it's not
all that matters. It's two people, because you know what it is?
It's a relationship. It's not a competition.
It's not a competition. It's not about, oh, I do this, oh, she's supposed to do that. No, it's what two people can do together. In a relationship,
what the woman puts in,
it's two people together. It's not, oh, I'm the one doing this, I'm the one doing that. No, and she shouldn't have to say she's the one doing this and she's the one doing that, and you just sitting there on your ass doing absolutely nothing. You can't
because
do that.
to add on to what Kate just said, we're supposed to compliment each other.
Exactly.
Simple and plain. Uh-huh. Like if I got lunch meat and you got bread, we just make sandwiches for each other and we have a picnic. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not supposed to be like, oh, well, my lunch meat is better than your bread, and you're just going to eat bread, and I'm going to just eat lunch meat. No, just put the damn sandwich together, and everybody eat.
But I said that like 20 minutes ago, and you guys were jumping down my fucking throat like I was a fucking asshole.
Nobody
was. Really, Misha?
Hey, you know, that's your thing. If she wants, that's her thing, you know. But,
No.
But like I said, it's roles. The question, the whole topic for tonight was about just the roles. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're not debating anything in terms of relationship at all.
Yeah.
It's not. There's nothing to debate on that.
But that's the thing. There aren't traditional roles anymore.
You cannot.
I agree.
As African people,
don't do that.
We cannot.
We can't.
Yes. Yes. Because that's why you had a problem with women.
I don't have a problem with women. You know who has a problem with women? You know who has a problem with women? Other women have a problem with other women, and some of these newfangled dudes out here who wear pants tighter than they women have problems.
They're not masculine. They're not
real
trying
men.
To be
real men don't. Real,
they're not trying
dudes
to.
From back yeah. days, listen, you know, you got to know how to deal with your shit. If you know your shit, then you know your woman.
You got to be a man. You got to be a man before.
That
you got to be a man before you get a woman.
You got to be a man.
What was said in the beginning with
woman.
The growth? The
That's
man
that.
Needs to be developed. I feel before he enters a relationship. Huh. Development
Lady,
with himself, with his damn self.
Lady T,
okay,
that's where
you
gonna get blue in the face.
Lady T, that's kind of hard. That's kind of hard, but now
is it really? Is it really hard?
Yeah.
Is it really hard? Listen to me. I have guys that will come with childhood trauma still. You're my age. Take care of that before you come to me. Please, because I'm taking care of my
stuff. You don't know how. They don't know how. That is the problem.
If you're resenting your parents because of what they did when you were younger,
right,
don't come
on.
To me with it because you'll be resenting me in the relationship.
Let's say I have the same birth date as your parents. I'm going to throw something down.
Listen. Other than yourself, who do you know who's healed from any trauma?
Hold on, Ron.
Other than myself,
one,
a lot
know?
Of people. I know a lot of people that
are
healing still from that trauma that will address it. And they're healing. Yeah, you got to
heal
yourself.
I got one better.
Are you in relationship?
Yes, I am.
Are you in
relationship?
Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Listen, check this out. I got something better. Because, you know, we're all coming from a certain age group. So, you know, so some of the things that we're saying could be coming from, you know, could be considered a moot point. But if we look at what's going on right now, some of you, I've heard women say it before, or men are more visual compared to women being more mental. Okay, cool. So how is this supposed, now, and this is for the weaker dudes. This thing for everybody. But how do you expect dudes to heal? How do you expect some of these dudes to heal when there's ass being thrown in their face all the time? They're just good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Women got their strategy, men got this. So it's like, I'm going to throw you the ass, and the dude is like, all right, well, I'm just going to get it and do what I can do what I need to do to get it. Because that's what it seems
that's
like it's all
about. You heard what you just
so
said,
No one's trying to heal anything. It's a form of needing to heal.
If you're possessed by that ass and you're not possessed by motivating your own self and taking care of yourself to be the high-quality guy that you should be, you got a problem if that booty is distracting you.
How are you going to know anything if you don't know yourself? Hold up.
I'm not buying that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because, For real? If we're going to go there,
I'm sorry. You can't talk our age bracket.
Shut up, Ron. But wait a second. This is where it becomes valid. Because not for nothing, B. But B, didn't you have that same shit happen to you? And
what?
Your people?
Oh, God. Hey. Be nice now. Stop the bullshit. Be nice. I'm trying to think.
You might have to text me. You might give me a name or something. A scenario.
Don't worry about it. I'm not talking about B directly, but I'm talking, and I know his crew. Y'all brothers had that same shit thrown at y'all, and y'all still managed to rise above that. Yes or no?
Yes.
We're cut from a different cloth, different era.
But you know what? That is a repeating trend. That is a trend that does not end.
We grew.
No, it can't end. With you know when you take in the right information.
My point is this. The same way that y'all found y'all way, there is no excuse why they can't find their way.
There's no light at the end of this tunnel.
I hate to sound like that, but there's no light at the end of this tunnel
with some of them. And they got to bring their own.
But they said the same thing about you guys.
Hold on.
The same thing.
Hold on.
Wait.
what we're dealing with.
Ron, we got less than 60 seconds. Take it out.
The effects of white supremacy. The effects of white supremacy that fucks with us.
Oh,
oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yo,
come on. Another
hold on.
Somebody else.
Hold on. Call the 3204.
Somebody else.
Thank you for calling. To the gentleman that called in earlier, thank you for calling. Ron,
yeah.
Red,
yeah.
Lady G,
yeah.
Hot Rod,
yeah.
Mika, and K Dog.
Hey.
This has been an utmost pleasure of a,
yes.
a show. Thank you.
Oh,
you guys have a great week. We might have to do a part two. Especially when Mika calls in, you know you got to do a part two.
We definitely got to do a part two.
Everybody,
Lord have
but
mercy.
Just remember, just
no,
know
man.
Your role. Just know your role, whether it be toasted or plain. Just know your role. And on that note, everyone have a good night.
Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, have a great week.
And
later, guys.
Let's just do it.
Wear a condom.
Oh,
what?
God.